This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Nearly 2,500 patients from outside Colorado have come here for an abortion so far this year. That's 1,000 more than last year's out-of-state patients. Those numbers from the State Health Department show that the predicted influx of out-of-state patients is underway. Dr. Nancy Fong at the Comprehensive Women's Health Center in Denver says there are real consequences to the increase.
There are going to be people who die because they're not able to access this care.
Republican candidate for governor Heidi Ganahl has called for abortion restrictions in Colorado, but her position may be changing, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Heidi Ganahl's campaign has said that Colorado's recent law supporting abortion rights throughout pregnancy is disgusting and that she'll do everything in her power to put restrictions on abortion. But Ganahl took a softer stance in two recent debates, saying voters, not lawmakers, should decide.
Any changes to abortion law will go to a vote of the people of Colorado. I will not sign it. I will put it back to a vote of the people of Colorado to make sure this issue does not divide us anymore.
Colorado voters have rejected several anti-abortion measures in recent years. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's Wild Animal Sanctuary is now home to a pride of lions evacuated from Ukraine. The 9 lions were rescued from a zoo in Odessa after the Russian invasion. The sanctuary's Derek McCormick says the lions aren't out in the open space yet.
They're used to small enclosures where they come from, and so it's kind of a shock to do that, so we have to acclimate them.
The sanctuary in Keensburg in Weld County will be the forever home for the lions, even if the war in Ukraine is resolved. Coloradans are coming across bears at record rates. So far, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has received more than 3,600 bear calls this year. That's several hundred more than it had this time last year. The department says people should secure their trash cans and remove bird feeders. It's the time of year that bears are looking for food ahead of a long hibernation, and autumn rolls on across Colorado. Sunny today, front range highs close to 70. This is CPR News.